Thank you, Your Excellency. Praise the Lord. I know that you have received quite a lot since we started. And I believe this final day, your cup will run over. Your bucket will run over. Your drum will run over. We started on Thursday talking about complete dominion. And we've gone on from that time until this final day. And we're still talking about complete dominion. And I want you to set your mind like you set your alarm. Set your mind and focus on what God is bringing your way. Because this will be your night of possession. Your night of actualization. All you thought about, all you dreamt about, all you prayed about concerning complete dominion. Tonight, the Lord wants to cap everything up. It will happen to you. Whatever the challenge, our God is still on the throne, the same as ever. Yesterday, today, and forever, He says, I am God, I change not. And our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. In your life, it will not fail. Where are you? Raise up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, I bring everyone before you. Everyone here, everyone in every congregation, everyone online, everyone over the radio, over the television, everyone connected now, I pray that you will pour into every life the completeness of a dominion in Jesus' name. Take whatever is necessary and sweep away everything that hinders dominion in any life, every life, in Jesus' name. Power night, miracle night, salvation night, deliverance night, healing night, dominion night for everyone here present and everyone online listening now. Lord, confirm your power in every life. I thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. Thank you, Father, for the answer. In Jesus' name I pray. God has blessed you already. Sit down in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight, as we come to the conclusion of this crusade, complete dominion, I'm talking to you from the Bible, and every verse you hear, every promise you hear, will be reproduced in your life. I'm talking to you on the privilege of complete dominion in Christ. A privilege given to you, given to me, given to everyone, given to anyone, everyone that will call on the name of the Lord. The privilege of complete dominion in Christ. Look at Romans chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 1. It says, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see two things there, the flesh and then the Spirit. As oil and water do not mix, the flesh and the Spirit do not mix. The soul of the flesh, pleasures of the flesh, and the program of the flesh, and the project of the flesh, and then whatever of the flesh, thereby a class by themselves. And then we bring our soul, our spirit, our flesh, our life, our character. We bring our past unto the Lord. And Christ the Savior, Christ the Redeemer, he turns us from being a slave of the flesh to an experience of a man, a new creature in Christ, of the spirit, the flesh, the spirit. And you cannot belong to the two classes at the same time. And you cannot on Sunday be in the spirit, and then on Monday you are in the flesh. You cannot have the wealth of the spirit one day, and then the other day you are back to the works of the flesh, one or the other. And it says for those who have really come to Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are now in Christ. In Christ, they came in surrender to Christ. They came in conversion to Christ. They came that the transforming power and the converting power of Christ will come to them. Because of that, they are now in Christ Jesus. And it says, they walk not after the flesh. The past is gone and the new has begun. They now walk after the Spirit. Look at verse 2 there. It says in verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Now Paul was actually talking to everybody, and he was talking about those who are converted, those who are changed, those who are transformed, and those who have come to Christ. Now he makes it personal. You know, it's one thing to be a preacher, a pastor, a priest, and an exhorter, and then you just exhort the people. It's another thing for you to have taken of the meal you're serving, of the water you are recommending, of the gospel you are preaching. And it's for one thing for Paul the apostle to say, now don't walk in the flesh, but walk in the spirit. But now he makes it personal. The gospel must be personal in our lives. Not that they say, they think, they command, it becomes a personal property that it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. And it is that same power of the gospel, it is that same power of the grace of God that made him free, that comes to your life and makes you free from the law of sin and death. It will happen. I said it will happen. We're not here for you to say, I was there, I attended the crusade, I like the preaching, I like the songs, I like the testimonies. No, you are here so that a definite transformation, a definite change, a definite conversion will happen in your life, that you will be able to say, he, the Lord, he, the Christ, he, the Savior, has made me free. You'll be free. Yeah. All those chains, all those shackles, all the corruption, all the uncleanness, all the evil, all the manifestations of the Adamic nature that will be going down and down and down, the Lord will arrest the situation in your life. He'll turn your life around. You'll never be the same again. I want you to look at verse 29. Verse 29 there, it says, for whom he did foreknow, he knew you will come here today. He knew you'll be there today, asking the Lord, how do I have complete dominion? Whom he did foreknow, them he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. That's the purpose. The Son of God, Christ, had complete dominion over sin, over self, over Satan, over evil, over the corruption in the world. And now he wants you, he wants to take your life. He will take your life tonight. It will reform you. Give me a good amen. It will refashion you. Give me another amen. It will recreate you. It will transform your life to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's why I come to you today to tell you about your privilege. The privilege of complete dominion in Christ. Three things we're looking at. Number one, we're talking about coming to Christ for consistent dominion. Coming to Christ for consistent dominion. Number two, continuing with Christ. You come, you stay, you abide, you continue for complete dominion. Continuing with Christ for complete dominion. Number three, conquering with Christ. You know, Christ is the mighty conqueror. Christ is the mighty captain. He always conquered. Day or night, he conquered. All alone by himself or with his disciples, he conquered. Anywhere, everywhere, the devil cannot point to his secret deal. Christ boasting before the people, and you're telling them you are this, you are that. We know ourselves in the private now. When I gave you this to smoke, didn't you get for me? When I gave you that to drink, didn't you get that from me? When I gave you this to have sinful pleasure, didn't you have that with me? Never. Christ had victory. Complete victory, total victory in the day, in the night, in the private, in the public, with people, without people. He had complete dominion. It is now your turn. He was a conqueror every moment, every minute, every time. And when you are with Christ, and when you are in Christ, and when you belong to Christ, that same victory, that same triumph, that same authority that he had, he will give you that authority. He will give me. He will give me. He will give me the same dominion that he had. Continuing with Christ for complete dominion. Number three, conquering with Christ for crowning dominion. There's a crown to wear. Paul spoke about it. James spoke about it. And then, even in Revelation, Jesus spoke about it, that you are part of royalty, and that he has made you, and he has brought you near, so that you will conquer, and so that you will wear the crown on the final day. Conquering what Christ, crowning dominion. Will you get it? Will you have it? Possess it tonight. And then you go out of this complete dominion crusade, you will never be like you were before, in Jesus' name. The grace of God, the strength of the Lord, the power of the Lord will come to your life and totally renew your life, and things will never be the same anymore, in Jesus' name. One, two, three, and your miracle will arrive. One, two, three, and the transformation will arrive in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Let's do number one. Number one, coming to Christ for consistent dominion. Why do we have to come? to Christ. Why can't I try by myself? If you try by yourself, in human strength, in human skill, you'll be up, you'll be down, you'll be up, you'll be down, you'll be undulating. Your graph will not be straight, because human strength, human ability cannot make you to have consistent dominion. Up and down, up and down. Sometimes in the valley of despondency, and then sometimes at the peak on the mountaintop of joy and apparent victory. But when you come to Christ, it will straighten out the graph of your life. You understand what I mean? Graph, you know, you have that line, and then we'll draw the graph, and it's going straight, straight on. And when you look at that, you say, praise the Lord. And the beginning of that graph is the point of your conversion. The beginning of that graph is the point of your yielding yourself unto the Lord. And then as time goes on, hour after hour and day after day, the power of the Lord keeps on moving you up, and you are making progress. You make progress in Jesus' name. I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. You come to Christ, you are in Christ. You are converted by Christ, you are in Christ. Your sins are forgiven, you are in Christ. His grace comes to you by grace that you save through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That grace flows into your life. And then you say, from that point on, thanks be unto God, which always, always, always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Underline those words, in every place. Underline them, in every place. When grace comes to your life, when a new life begins, and when the power of the grace of God works in your life, it says, in every place, in every situation, and every crossroads, anytime you have to make a decision, you make that decision on the side of Christ. Consistently, constantly, continually, continuously, he makes you to have dominion. How does that happen? We come to Christ. We come to him who can turn our lives around. In John chapter 6, verse 37. John chapter 6. Verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father giveth me, not just few of them, some of them. The Father has been watching you, that you desire something greater than you ever had. The Father has been watching you, that you have discovered that all you have on earth was not sufficient to give you the triumph and the victory and the dominion. He sees your heart and you say, God, are you there? I want a better life. I want a higher life. I want a stronger life. I want a more committed life. He has seen. That's why he brought you tonight, and he's going to do that impossible thing in your life in Jesus' name. You understand? The bulb, that's the fluorescent electric light. The bulb is there. The bulb is in the socket, but then the wire is not connected to the source of power. That bulb may be very costly. That bulb may be very beautiful, and that bulb might have been there, and then it can boast that bulb is better, is greater, is bigger, and it is stronger than all the other bulbs no matter the strength, no matter the quality of that bulb, without connecting to the power, source of power, there'll be no light there. But when you take that cord and you put it in and you turn it on, lo and behold, light in your life. I said light in your life. It is the connection. It is the coming unto Christ. And then you are linked with Christ. That's what brings the light of righteousness and the light of a new life, of a new nature. It says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh, that's you tonight. I say that's you tonight. I can see you looking at your life and meditating on your life, and you say, enough is enough. Darkness, enough is enough. Weakness, enough is enough. Evil, enough is enough. Corruption, enough is enough. Now I come. I'm talking to somebody there. Now I come. Who am I talking to there? As you come to Christ tonight, the power in the grace of Christ will turn your life around. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. He will receive you tonight. He welcomes you tonight into his grace. He welcomes you tonight into his power. He welcomes you tonight. And that thing you've been waiting for, and you've been making resolution, I will not do this, I'll not do that. All that tonight, the Lord will take the resolution, and then he'll bring regeneration in your life in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 22 verse 17. Revelation chapter 22 verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. You are thirsty for something higher, something greater than you ever had in your life. And you say, Lord, that new life, that righteous life, that transformed life, I desire, I thirst. It says, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, that's your name right there, whosoever will, you can put your name right there. You have the willingness from your heart, the desire from your heart, the aspiration from your heart. Whosoever will, let him take. Nobody will take it away from you. Let him take. Let him take. You know, it's like food is there. If you are really hungry, let him take. Water is there. If you are really thirsty, let him take. Courage is there. If you are really weak and you want to change a transformation, let him take. A new life is there for everyone that actually desires a new life. Let him take. Let him take of the water of life freely. You come tonight to Christ, and the Lord will not reject you. He will transform your life. He will transform my life. He will transform my life. Let heaven hear you. Tonight is that night it will happen. Now, we come to Christ. Look at point number two there. Point number two here. You know, when I went to school, primary school, there were people that came to the primary school like I came. The challenge is, by the time we got to standard one, standard two, at that time standard three, some of them did not continue. They dropped out. We never get education by coming to school and not continuing. And as I've been growing up in life, there are people, they come into this situation, and you say, praise the Lord for Mr. So-and-so, for Mrs. So-and-so, things have changed. They came and some of them do not continue. Have you seen people that start, they laid the foundation, they build, but then they do not continue and they become unfinished projects? And there are many people like that. They are scattered all along the road. They started, and before they got to their destination, they stopped. I will not stop. I said, I will not stop. When we get to school, we come, we commence, we begin, and then if we stop, if we don't continue, they call such people dropouts. They came into salvation, they became dropouts. They came to Christ, they became dropouts. They came into a new life, they became dropouts. That's the difference between Peter and Judas Iscariot. One continued, the other became a dropout. I will not be a dropout. I will not be a dropout. Point number two, then, continuing with Christ for complete dominion. Continuing with Christ for complete dominion. Look at this in John chapter 8 verse 31. John chapter 8 verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. They came, they confessed, they were converted, they believed on him. And he said, if ye continue in my word, if ye continue on condition that you continue in the word, in the word of salvation, you continue in the word of his power, you continue in the word of his strength, you continue in the word of his grace, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. The word continue, very important, that you come, you abide, you stay, you continue, and day after day, you're moving with Christ, you are walking with Christ, you are living with Christ, and the grace of Christ is being multiplied in your life. It is on that condition you'll be a disciple that has complete dominion. And then on the final day, you keep walking like Enoch, walking with God. He didn't stop walking with God. He didn't become a dropout. And then eventually the Lord took him and took him to heaven. That's where I'm going. I said that's where I'm going. But you know, if you boarded the transport, the bus, and they were, you know, going and going. At the middle of the road, they said, driver, drop me here. I see something interesting by the side of the road there. I'm attracted to that. And I want to stop and look at something interesting by the side of, they drop you, and then the vehicle moves on. You don't get your destination. The people that get to their destination, they are the people who continue. And that's why you will continue. Where are you there? The Lord confirm it in your life. The grace and the strength and the power to continue, the Lord gave it to you in Jesus' name. Look at this, Acts chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 43. Acts chapter 13, verse 43. Now, when the congregation was broken up, why? Oh, because we don't stay in the congregation all our lives. Just like we're at the crusade now, when we finish and we say the final amen, then we go to our homes. But then as you go, you are taking victory along with you. You're taking the conquering spirit along with you. It says, now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, like I'm speaking to you now, speaking to them, exhorting them, encouraging them, and strengthening them, and lifting them up, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. To continue in the grace of God. The Almighty God will not force anything on anyone. He has grace abundant and grace sufficient for everyone. But he's not going to force that on you. You must make up your mind. I come, number one. I continue, number two. You will continue in Jesus' name. I will continue in Jesus' name. So that we don't take the crusade as, you know, I was there and I like the music, I like the actions, I like the international kind of flavor in that crusade. And then you attend the crusade like you attend nightclub. And then after the nightclub is over, then you go back home and there's no permanent definite influence upon your life. The crusade is different. It's to make us have the grace of God and then to continue in that grace of God. Completeness will come to your life. Yeah. Sufficiency will come to your life. In Colossians chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 9 there. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him, outside him, everything is wilderness. Outside him, everything is sorrow. Outside him, everything is defeat. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then it says in verse 10, and ye are complete in him. And ye are complete in him. You come to him, you continue with him, you pray to him, you abide in him, his word abides in you, and the calling of God is fresh in your mind, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I welcome you to that completeness today. In your spirit, I welcome you. In your soul, I welcome you. In your spirit and in your body, I welcome you. Anything that is not complete there, tonight, the Lord will complete everything. You say, you know this man, a nice man, a good man, but there's something deficient in his body. That's why he cannot have this incomplete. Incomplete. Come to Christ tonight and then make up your mind. I will continue of the Lord. Completeness has come. My dear sister, there, the Lord is waiting for you. All that thing in your life that makes you to feel empty, insufficient, incompetent, incomplete, tonight is that night. As you come to Christ tonight, completeness will happen in your life. Complete in him. We are complete in him. When you continue, I will continue. Then the completeness will come and the joy of the Lord will be in its fullness in your life in Jesus' name. Number one, you come. Number two, you continue. Number three, you conquer. Number three, I conquer. I conquer. You know, if you have been conquered in your life, overcome in your life, once beaten, twice shy. To start any new life, once beaten, always shy. And to begin a new project of your life, a new start in your life, and a new kind of dream in your life. You've been beaten so often. You've been conquered so often. You've been overcome so often. And the enemy, invisible and visible, they pushed at you for such a long time. And you say, I never make it. I never get it. I pursue, but I don't possess. Tonight will be different.
Amen.
You come to the one who is able to give you victory, triumph, and tonight he'll bring that conquering spirit inside you in Jesus' name. And it is that will lead you on until you have the conquering and the crowning dominion. I see the crown of victory on your head. And I see the crown of success on your head tonight. And I say, who is that? Who is that? Look at the shiny crown on his head. And they say it is Mr. So-and-so that became brother such and such. Oh, I understand. A change had happened. A transformation has taken place. And instead of just a weakling and somebody who never made it, now I see a conqueror. Brother Victor, welcome. Brother Victor, where are you? That's your new name. You'll be a victor in Jesus' name. Look at that lady there. You know, always looking down, always crying, always dejected. And I called her and I said, you know, my daughter, what's the problem there? He said, everything I ever thought of crumbled. My life has collapsed. There is nothing I do that has any success at all. I said, can we change that history tonight? He said, Pastor, possible to change my history? I said, yes. The one who created you that you didn't know. The one that has all the power you didn't know. He will take on your life tonight and then collapse, defeat, sorrow, suffering. Thank you, my boy or my girl, they are gone. Shout with him or with her, gone. And now conversion has taken place. A new life has now begun. And I see you now, shining face, shining crown, even the spring on your leg. The way you walk now, I can tell you, that's no more Mrs. Victim. Now she's Sister Victoria. Sister Victoria, where are you? Praise the Lord. A change, a transformation that we have the power to conquer, the ability to conquer, and it's in Christ. The Lord will make you an overcomer. Look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 4. In 1 John chapter 5, reading from verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. How? Why? Have you heard? Like father, like son. Look at that boy. The way he walks, I can tell that the son of father so and so. Like mother, like daughter. Look at that girl, little girl. And she's not trying to copy the mother, but the way she walks, even the tone of her voice, even the look of her eyes, even her facial expression. They say, are you the daughter of Madame so-and-so? He said, yes, I can tell. How could you tell like mother, like daughter. The same thing with God. When God brings you into his own family and you are born of God, like the godly, the one who has now come to Christ, life has changed, things have turned around, and tonight is that night in your life. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That is it. That's the wire that connects you with the power, original power, and the source of power. And it says that even our faith, that is how we conquer. Look at verse 5. In verse 5 it says, Who is she that overcomes the world? All that pollution coming out of the world, who is he that overcometh? And all the degradation coming from the world, who is he that overcometh? Who is she, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You are that man, God is looking for you. You are that woman, God is looking for you. And today, on this final day, he will make you to conquer. You go out of this place, and all the insufficiency of your life, all the incompetence of your life, all the drooping in your life, as if, I cannot, I must not. Who am I to think that I'm going to be victorious? All of a sudden, a transformation comes. All of a sudden, a conversion comes. All of a sudden, something new comes. And then you stand up and you say, I can. And you cancel, I cannot, out of your vocabulary. I can. I can. Help me lift that voice up. I can. Through Christ, through his grace, through his power, it will happen in your life. Look at this interesting verse. Verse 18 of that first John chapter 5. He said, we know. Apostles, we know. Prophets, we know. Preachers, we know. Members, we know. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. What does that mean? Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. When we are born of God, his nature is transmitted into our lives. When somebody is not born of God, like Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. And the nature of the devil is in such a person. Actually, sin, S-I-N-S, Satan, I in and nature, Satan in nature. That's sin. When sin is the thing that occupies your mind, occupies your thought, and Satan grabs your nature, and he says, I subdue, I subject, I enslave sin, Satan in nature. But then you say, I am tired of that. Say it. I am tired of Satan. I am tired of slavery. I am tired of defeat. And then Christ said, if you are tired, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest tonight. I said tonight. And then you come and you are now born of God, and he gives you a new nature, a different nature. You don't like to do all those evil things anymore. The things you like to do now, the new, the righteous, they are the lives of the people that are born of God. And we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. You didn't hear that one. I read it again to you. And that wicked one toucheth him not. Now you are free. Now you are shielded. Now you are protected. And all those things you used to deal with, those boys that, you know, use the internet, dupe this and dupe that, now you are out of that. And all the corrupt ways of, you know, lying to get this and get that, now you are out of that. And the corrupt ways of the world, because you don't like that anymore. All the things I used to do, I hate them. Now I love the Lord. I'm talking to somebody there today. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And I love his transforming power in my life. And he keepeth himself. And that wicked one toucheth him not. He will not touch you with his evil practice again. He will not touch you with his sicknesses again. He will not touch you with all the demonic manipulative power in your life anymore. In Jesus' name, you come to dominion. You come to triumph. You come to victory. Christ will effect that in your heart, in your life, right there tonight, in Jesus' name. Where are you? I'm looking for him. I said, where are you? Okay. You are there. Where are you now? I'm looking for her. I'm looking for her there. The Lord has seen you. Tonight is that night of transformation. The night of change. The night for you to conquer. And everything that has conquered you tonight, you will conquer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Serious business tonight. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord is calling you. And the moment you come, the past will be forgiven. The past, it will set you free. Tonight, a new you will start. A new convert will start. A new conqueror will begin, and a new man, a new woman will begin in your life in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're coming to Christ tonight, and you're coming so he will forgive you. He will set you free, change your life, he'll transform your life. Wherever you are, this is the final day. Don't miss your chance. Raise up your hand right there. Thank you. God bless you. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. And you say, Lord, tonight I am coming. I'm coming. I'm coming to Christ. I come with my heart. I come with my soul. I come with my decision. I've made up my mind. Whatever other people do, whatever they do not do tonight, I come. And as you come, he will not cast you away. He'll bring a new life unto you. I come. Where are you? Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. Be very quick. If you're raising up your hand, you'll stand up right there. That means you single yourself out. You're not in the crowd anymore. And you're not a faceless person anymore. You are there. And the Lord says, he has sent Christ to die for you, to convert you, so that you'll be born of God. Wherever you are, that's right, stand up there. Raise up your hand and stand up. While you are standing up, tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. I hear your voice calling me, and with all my mind, with all my heart, I come. I come to Christ, so that my life will take on the victory I've been desiring. Tell the Lord, I forsake my past. I reject the corruption of the past. I reject the evil of the past. I come, forgive me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Transform my life, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know that Christ died for me, even me. I've surrendered my life to Christ now. Take me up and do the transforming work in my life tonight. I'm going to pray with you now. Keep on standing up and raise up that hand still. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone who has left the past, left their sins, and left the siege of the scorner. And they have come unto Christ tonight with all their heart and with all their soul. And they desire the new life that Christ has paid for on the cross of Calvary. Lord, forgive their past. Cleanse their past. Oh Lord, I pray a real conversion will happen to everyone in Jesus' name. Born of God, give them a new heart, a new spirit, a new character, a new direction in life, and a new purpose in life in Jesus' name. Confirm your salvation in every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They'll give you a slip to fill it so that we can follow up on you. After this counseling period, I'll come. And all the miracle and the healing deliverance you need before the crusade ends, all that is coming to you tonight. You don't say good amen, I will not go and say that. God bless you. Thank you.
More. Amen. The counselors should please move fast. And let's quickly take all the names, the phone numbers, and don't forget, better to write in capitals and make everything legible. If you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ before this time, while awaiting Pastor and Father and the Lord to come up again to pray with you, the miracle prayer for dominion. You can begin to pray, talk to the Lord about your cases. And for the counselors, let's make it very fast. I repeat, the rest of us, it's not chatting time. And it's not just time to look here and there. Why don't you focus your mind upon the Lord, who alone is able to deliver, who alone is able to heal, who alone is able to give you dominion where the enemy had oppressed you before this time. Don't forget, everyone that is born of God overcometh the world. Get yourself ready, and you are crossing from being a victim to a victor. Remember, it is the last night, and yours, you will smile last. Like the popular saying, the one that is closest to the bottom of the pot is the sweetest. You'll have it tonight. Pray for it. And those online, if you are in gatherings like this, church gatherings, church assemblies, the counselors there too will believe, They are already helping. And as you look at the screen, whether on the handset in your hand, on the television, you can connect with us through that information there. Send your name. Or better still, send WhatsApp message to +234 915 444 9283. Again, +234 915 444 9263. Send a WhatsApp message. And let's know the Lord has touched you, the Lord has turned you around, the Lord has saved you quickly. And when you connect like that, you're literally connecting with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's hurry up, counselors. Tonight is your night. Don't go away with partial, incomplete dominion. Don't even say you want to go with 80% dominion. What the Lord brought for you, what the Lord has preserved for you, and what the Lord has ordained for you is complete dominion. And the Lord Jesus Christ is not saying he will not give you. So you have complete dominion from Christ. Patiently wait, receive all. And as you heard a while ago, your cup will run over, your bucket will run over, your drum will run over, your tank will run over. Complete, complete, complete for you. Once again, those of us on the online, those of us online, check the number on the screen. +234 915 444 9263. Once again, +234 915 444 9263. Send your information. We will reach back to you. It shall be great tonight. I can see some of you are really praying earnestly, fervently. Get ready. The man of God is coming up. I believe all names taken are ended. Can you just wave to me from various parts of the ground? If you are through, just wave. I'm not seeing any hand up yet to confirm that the exercise had ended. I can see some of the counselors coming back. If you have finished, wave. Okay, I can see some. All right, I can see some. Now get ready. It's your miracle time, your dominion time. Rise up on your feet. It's your dominion time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's coming your way.
Amen.
Dominion.
Amen.
Complete dominion.
Amen.
Crowning dominion.
Amen.
The power to heal.
Amen.
The power to deliver.
Amen.
And the power to destroy all the works of the devil in your life, here and now. It will happen in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes will open. Those lame legs will be strengthened. You'll rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Any sickness, any infirmity, any disease, tonight is the last night. And when we mention the name of Jesus, that thing will pack its load and go out of your body in Jesus' name. Miracle. What are you going to have now? Healing. What are you going to have now? Deliverance. What are you going to have now? Amen. Amen. I feel like coming to you there. Just hold your hand, tell you are the person I'm talking to there.
Amen.
Miracle coming upon your life in Jesus' name. Raise up that hand and leave the hand where you have the problem. Whatever the name of the problem, tonight is your night of miracle.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, I come for your people, on behalf of your people. And I'm asking tonight, oh Lord, touch everyone with their needed miracle in Jesus' name. Complete healing. Complete deliverance. Complete miracle. Complete dominion. Upon everyone in Jesus' name. Madness, insanity, demon, I command you, pack your load and go. Spiritual problem, that thing walking about in the body, spiritual serpent, spiritual scorpion, come out in Jesus' name. Any kind of spiritual problem inside you, in your family, tormenting your life, disturbing your life, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Where you have pain, where you have sickness, where you have disease, be healed in Jesus' name. Blind eyes, your turn has come. Lord, touch their blind eyes. Heal their blind eyes. Open those eyes and see in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, I pray the power, healing power of Christ, come in your ears now, that the dumbness will vanish away. The deafness will vanish away. Cancer, you're healed. Lord, I pray that everyone anywhere having that pain of cancer, swollen, bringing out whatever kind of liquid, cancer, dry up and be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, you're healed in Jesus' name. Respiratory breathing problem, asthma, you're healed in Jesus' name. Hernia, you're healed in Jesus' name. Fibroid, come out in Jesus' name. Any kind of swelling in your body, anywhere, any part of the body, swelling, come out in Jesus' name. And also have arthritis, pains in their joints, I command right now, all the pain vanish away instantaneously in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have stroke. I pray for those who have arthritis. I pray for those who have pains in their joints. I pray you release them now from the pain and heal them completely in Jesus' name. That short leg, I command, grow out in Jesus' name. With that hand, stretch it out and be renewed in Jesus' name. Lame, paralyzed, you're healed. You can stand up now and walk. Get out of that a bed or mat or wheelchair and walk in Jesus' name. Everywhere now, miracle. To my right, to my front, to the back, to the front, to the left. Everywhere, the touch of miracle in your life in Jesus' name. Over the radio, television, online, everywhere, miracle everywhere now. Lord, confirm your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name I pray. You got it. I got it. My healing, I got it. Check up yourself, you'll find the miracle there.